Columbus has trusted Atlas Butler for heating and cooling since 1921. They didn't start out doing plumbing because home plumbing wasn't really a thing yet. Yeah, they've been around a while.
Call 1-800-FURNACE.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Yes, Aisling Larkin is back with me, the TV chef and the mindful eating coach, with some very sage advice this week because schools are back. But, of course, with it comes school lunches, Aisling.
It does.
And how much variety are there in the lunch boxes in your household now?
Loads.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I'm good at. So I'm going to take that part, right? I have been doing lunch boxes. So my eldest one is in sixth class, going into sixth class, and my youngest is going into senior infants. The way I do the lunch boxes is this bento style of lunch box. So it's based on kind of a Japanese concept. And I suppose the idea is that it is variety. So it's a little bit of this, a little bit of that. And that keeps them stimulated. It keeps them interested. It gets variety. And you know, for months now, we've been talking about this eat 30 plants a week.
Yes.
And it's those little things. It's trying to get in the fruit and veg. It's trying to get in the whole grains. Trying to get in the protein. And like the other thing that we have to remember is, like, when you and I were going to school, we were probably kind of falling out of bed, having a late-ish, maybe a 8:15, 8 o'clock-ish breakfast in school for 9. But a lot of times now, because of commutes, because of families working, we're on the road earlier. There can be 6 o'clock in the morning starts, 6:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
You know, and then there is breakfast clubs in school, but then there's study groups after school. Mine do after school, and that's before we do football, soccer, swimming, music, all of those other things. So it's almost like that meal that was a small meal has now had to become something that's much more sustaining
over
the day. You know, it needs to be more nutrient dense and it needs to be kind of more filling. And particularly with the little ones, you'll hear them say so often, "I ate my big lunch at little lunch."
Oh yeah.
They're even come 10:30 or 11 o'clock because they've probably had just a little bowl of cereal at breakfast and that's just not enough breakfast, right? I suppose in terms of the lunch boxes, we are looking at things like, did you know you can get a lunch box that is a hot lunch box?
No.
They're very new they're very new, I suppose. Bento box, hot, put your lunch in, warm. So if you've got leftovers, if you've got curry, if you've got bolognese, whatever you want. So if you want to give your kids a hot meal.
Like a pad or something that stays warm?
Yeah, so it's like, it's electronic.
All right,
so it's either battery operated, heats up, or else you plug it into like a car charger.
Okay.
But it stays warm. So you can heat up your lunch, have a hot lunch. So that's a nice little idea. The bento style boxes that I use that you'll see on my Instagram are, there's a couple of different companies. Yumbox are one of them that I use, but they've got the little different compartments because particularly for the littler ones, junior infant, senior infant, first, they don't like food touching off other food. They're quite particular about having everything separate.
Yeah.
So it has, and it allows for that little bit of variety to go in. There's another really good concept that is second chance lunchbox. So often the lunchbox will come home and it'll be shoved in front of you. I didn't have time to eat that. Can I have crackers and cheese? Can I have crisps? Can I have a biscuit?
Yeah.
No is the answer.
Oh, right.
We're doing our homework to get your stuff. Second chance lunchbox. Open up the lunchbox, put it on the table, have a little nibble of whatever's left and come back to me when that's finished and then you can have something.
Oh, right. Okay.
Just do that. Stick to it. They'll fight you for a while, but stick to it because it really, really does work. The other thing is reframing this notion of snacking, that if they do come and say, "I'm hungry, I want a snack."
Yeah.
It doesn't always have to be
a wagon wheel.
Exactly. A wagon wheel. It can be a muffin like we have in front
of us. Oh, yes. Okay.
So have a taste of these muffins. I've put a little bit of chocolate on top of this one for you. Now, they are chocolate chip. Okay. So these are chocolate chip tahini, which is a very kind of trendy, I suppose, product at the moment. So tahini is a sesame seed paste and it is used a lot in hummus.
So it's lovely. Hummus,
isn't it? And there's quinoa in there. So quinoa is that kind of pseudo cereal, that grain that we hear about, a little bit of a replacement for couscous. So it's cooked quinoa. So if you're, you know, putting it in your salads or your nourish bowls and then you have that, you can pop it in. So that recipe, again, is up on my Instagram. But it's like, it's just a lovely one in terms of an alternative. And what I love to do is there's so little brown sugar in that. So it's basically wholemeal flour. And again, things like super milk or super flour. So it's fortified with calcium, vitamin D, folic acid. So rather than maybe relying on a supplement for that, you can build it in through your food in simple products like the flour that you're going to make muffins with or bread with or scones with and in your milk that goes into everything. So I love those. Another great one is my Better For You sausage rolls. So these have a super little trick. You're buying a roll of...
They're not here.
They're not here, no, Kieran.
What's the story with that?
Currently at home on my kitchen counter.
Oh,
so I do apologise, yeah.
I can't believe you want to talk to me. I love a sausage roll.
I know you do. And that's why I made them. Look, I made them.
I guess I'll have to slum it here with this bun.
I know. And I made you chicken tenders and I left those at home as well.
Oh, stop.
And I made you my 3-2-1 soup and I left that at home. Kieran, it's a bad day. But I have to say, like, we've been at this for about 2.5 years and this is the first time I've ever forgot food. So
it is. And I have to say, I'm horsing through my second.
Yes, you're doing all right.
Yeah, bun here, so I'm not doing too badly.
Okay, I want to tell you about the sausage rolls. I found a really smart way of doing sausage rolls. Mm-hmm. Everybody loves sausage rolls. Buy yourself either sausage meat if you can get it, or really good sausages, 80% okay. pork.
Yeah.
Split the skin, take out the sausage meat, and then buy yourself the chilled veggie burgers. So there's loads of company doing sweet potato chili burgers, bean burgers. They're quite veggie on their own.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, my lads, I wouldn't probably get them past them. Do you know what I mean? But mush up equal quantities of the sausage meat with the veggie burger. Squish them all together. Ketchup. And when you're putting the ketchup in, when you're making them, you say,
50-50, so 50-50, okay.
Of your sausage meat and your veggie burger.
Yeah.
Fresh ones. And then big squeeze of ketchup.
Yeah.
Every kid loves ketchup. So if you see ketchup going in, it's a winner. Put the ketchup in. That's your mixture. Lay it down the centre of your puff pastry. Fold it over. Put them into sausage rolls. Glaze them with a bit of egg. In the oven. 25 minutes, done. They love them.
Really?
They love them. Absolutely love them. They don't know. They can't see anything. It doesn't look like there's any veggies in there. So that's a really nice one. It's really filling. I love that one.
Sorry, vegans are going to be appalled listening to this. So I shut down their honey replacement. And then you're suggesting you buy the vegan burgers, break them up and mix them with pork.
Yeah, I am. Yeah. I am. But that's my word.
This vegan burger is quite nice. What makes it nicer is this dead pig that I've decided to combine it with.
But that, look, that's my world. It's that flexitarian world. It's about discernment. It's about getting more veg. And it is, because it's the reality, I suppose, of it. My last one I have to tell you about is chicken goujons and chicken tenders. These are lovely if they're left over from dinner to put in the lunchbox. The secret is you soak them in buttermilk. Buy yourself a carton of buttermilk. Chop up your chicken fillets.
So yeah.
Every chicken fillet, you should get 4 big strips.
Yeah.
Soak them in buttermilk overnight.
What does that
20
do?
Minutes. The acid in the buttermilk, the lactic acid, tenderizes the fibers in the meat. So it keeps them incredibly juicy. And it means that they're really nice and tender. Little people have little jaws. They have little baby milk teeth.
Yeah.
They don't have big canines like we do and big molars. So they need food that's manageable. It's something they pick up in their hand, they can eat. And it's just such a lovely one.
Sorry. A crumb with chocolate on it just went flying and I'm not quite sure where. Well, there, I found it. Anyway.
But the chicken tenders are brilliant. They're perfect for dinner and they're great for leftovers. And again, it's that double cooking kind of thing. Like, if you're going to make a batch of something, try and make it. Another super, super tip is pasta. If you're cooking pasta for dinner on Tuesday and you want it for lunch, you can freeze pasta. I did a video on my Instagram this last year and I swear to God.
Cooked pasta.
Take it, portion it up into what you think each child will eat portion-wise. Yeah. Put it in little freezer bags. Take it out on a random Friday morning when the world is falling apart and it's the end of the week. Put it in a little sieve, boil your kettle, run a kettle of boiling water through it.
Yeah.
That's it defrosted.
That's
it. Bit of passata, bit of onion powder, bit of garlic powder, tiny sprinkle of oregano, little drop of cream. Bob's your uncle. You've got homemade pasta in a little
hot
flask.
My kids love pasta for lunch in school.
It's great, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, if you can add a little bit of protein into that, a little bit of chicken, a little bit of chickpeas, a little bit of something, all the better. But if not, like, God, the sandwich can get boring every day, you know? So it's just nice to have, I think, these little alternatives that work. Something like the sausage roll, something like the chicken tenders.
Be flexible as well. Yeah. That's what I kind of take from all of this, you know?
Every little human is different. Every little human, like, you know yourself, some days you have good days and some days you have bad days. And I think trying to go down this road of perfection with a lunchbox or, you know, I'm going to be putting in cucumbers and peppers and cherry tomatoes because they look bright and colourful. Like, if they're not eating them, there is no point.
Yeah.
Safe food. So always pair, if you are going to try a new food, pair a safe food with a new food to make sure they always have something that they will eat.
That's great.
So look, like I said, there's tons of those recipes and they're literally just images of all of the lunchboxes for the last 8 years. There's about 400 pictures up there if you go through the reels and it's just inspiration. They're great little ideas that might jump out at you. I think that's really handy.
Yeah, you'll find them at Aisling Larkin on Instagram and other social platforms. Aisling, thank you very much. We better go because I find out where that bit of chocolate dropped. You know when you eat a did they still make choc ices?
Yeah, they do.
Or
Magnums,
a Magnum.
Magnums are the
In the car and a bit of chocolate falls down between your legs. You don't know where it is till you get out and then... your backside. Anyway, that's where it is. Aisling, thank you very much. We'll talk to you at the same time next week.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.